Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, so what does big voice guy say there? Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not, right?
That Figgy? Is correct. Oh, sorry, I'm not Figgy. You asked Figgy.
Yeah, you too.
You was asking me?
Yeah. Oh, sometimes yeah. It's sports. So y'all want to talk about tariffs?
Oh, do I want to? Like, can
talk
I?
Talk about it, yeah.
Maybe? Do go I ahead. Want to?
The floor no. is yours.
Do you want to talk about tariffs?
Not really.
My confession is I got an email this morning. I think I'm getting tariffed.
How does that work? Oh,
I think
for the sauce?
Yes.
They make the sauce outside the United
no,
States?
No, look.
I thought I was getting locally sourced American barbecue sauce.
So it's about $40 for a bottle?
No, the price is not going up. Thank you for that. I'm glad you mentioned that. So I ordered a new pallet of OG sauce, you know, because it's been selling. Good for you, everybody who's buying it. But anyway.
He said good for you for buying
I appreciate that. But I got an email from our producer out in Abilene, the guy that puts it all together for me and labels it in bottles and all that. He said, hey, it's right here. Look, I'm showing you. We're waiting on one ingredient to arrive, and I'll get it out to you as soon as that happens. Then I realized, did you know this? Almost 80% of garlic.
Yes, actually, it comes from China, right?
Comes from China.
Yeah, I actually did know that.
I did not know that.
80% of the garlic that we use comes from China. And I'm like, am I getting tariffed?
Awesome garlic.
Fortunately, he's not charging me anymore, and I'm not going to charge anymore. But I was like, dang, I got to put it off the new pallet for about a week.
You had to start growing your own.
I grow my own garlic in my backyard.
Do we even have the climate for garlic?
I guess not, because 80% is produced in China.
Where the 20% at?
I don't know. Probably other places. Maybe some in the
U.S.
Don't
worry, I'm looking it up as we speak.
Yeah, maybe somewhere like... I was like, holy crap, all this stuff that's been going on, you know, we all know the story forever. Like, have y'all ever really, I mean, have you felt anything yet?
Buddy.
Have you? Maybe some people have.
I haven't made a confession off of that.
Yeah.
No, sorry. I thought you were going to go. No, my mini confession off of that is, like, I am very bad at, like, keeping track of money, like, in a real way.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I understand. I have a budget as far as not spending too much. But as far as, budget. Like, the things that I know I need to spend or what have you, mm-hmm. I try not to trip off of, like, oh, man, the price of the brick done gone up. Because, like, that is a level of stress that I'm like, if I got to buy this, I got to buy this. So, mm-hmm. like, I don't always do a great job of keeping track of this.
Did it go up?
This used to be this price, and now I am actually allotting more
and
money.
Maybe
for
I
this.
Am too. I don't really pay attention, and that's not like I'm just dumb that way. You know, like you're gonna buy it, you're gonna buy it.
Yeah,
you know?
I think I kind of got into that place. I'm not. Yeah. Look, don't get me wrong. I'm not rich or anything, but I'm better off than where I was at one point in my life. I kind of got to that point with the gas.
Yeah,
where I used to always try to. find the cheapest gas possible. Mm-hmm. Now I just get to the point, I just pull up and just...
Yeah.
I end up looking at the price once I'm pumping the gas. So mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, damn.
Oh, you got wealth over there.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah,
you
so I kind of got
not caring
to
about
point,
how
not.
Much... But there is something to be said for like driving around town using gas to find the cheapest gas to save yourself a couple cents on 100%. The gallon.
I used to do that all the time. I used to have an app that showed the mm-hmm. cheapest gas. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just like, man, the closest gas station. Let me get it on out the way.
Oh, yeah. Lopez, you're getting a deal. Shout out to Campione on the YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurant owner here. Case of 30 pounds, I'm guessing, of garlic has gone from $60 to $110. Hey, yo, brother.
Yeah, that's a lot. I had no idea. But fortunately, he's not, at least not yet. Maybe he's going to drop that on me later.
It's going to hit you in a minute. He might, it seemed like y'all cool, so he might come to you like, yo.
Just letting you know.
You my mans and all.
I let you slide for a couple of months, but you know. It's a little rough out here.
I wouldn't charge you this, but look, man, we running the business.
It's not
man.
Me.
Yeah.
So a large majority of the garlic that is produced comes from China.
Mm-hmm.
Second after that is India, and then very, very, very small amounts from Bangladesh, South Korea, Egypt, and Spain.
But not here.
No,
it's
I don't
weird,
think
isn't it? Yeah. I'd have thought all the garlic we get is from here.
Not China and maybe a little India.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so actually one of my confession really just came up because on the text line, we were talking about the various people that have listened to us in various places. Shout out to, again, to Hedgehog, who said that they were watching us at this moment. From Tokyo, Japan, and then various other people were talking about the places like Damon Smith on the YouTube. I feel bad we are reading people's full name. Damon on the YouTube page said that, you know, he's out there in the greater North Texas area still listening to 610.
Not a baby.
And then someone on the text line from the 281 said, you know, when they were in Greece, they were listening, still listening to, you know, Payne and Pendergast. And I was like, yo, appreciate you. At least I thought I said, appreciate you taking 610 with you, right? Like, of course,
man.
Always want to thank the folks that listen to 610 and keep us going and making us the Houston sports leader. Upon looking at it again after he responded back laughing at me, I had typed 620 as opposed to 610 as if I did not know the station I worked for. And ultimately, that is my confession. I don't proofread anything. And you would think I do as much as like making mistakes upsets my whole personal being.
Yeah.
I don't proofread anything. And that has caused me many instances of trouble because I sent something something entirely different than I thought. But I still haven't learned my lesson and I won't because I will never proofread a text or anything. I just send it.
I'm so bad that when you post stuff on the doc that has like either a spelling or an error, I correct it.
Oh, good. No, I appreciate that.
And it doesn't even matter. It's just us three that read it. You know, and I'm like, oh, let me fix that.
No. I sincerely
that might be a problem
right there. Oh, it's a problem.
It is.
No, it's absolutely a problem. I'm obsessed.
It's good that you do that. It's bad that I do.
It's not always good.
It is really
people
bad.
People hate it sometimes.
Is there something that you guys do that like you know is a problem that you're just not going to fix though? Because that is 100% my mind.
Like it happened last week, and I forget what the word was. But it was just like you either misspelled it or whatever. And I went, I fixed it on the
oh, like but
on the
you do this with
on
everybody
on a piece of paper that just us three see.
Is it just correcting everybody?
Yes, yeah, I'll do that.
And you're never gonna change it.
Never gonna change, and it can be bad.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I forgot to bring this up yesterday. We was talking about Father's Day on Sunday and all that. And I got to confess, I kind of feel like a father. Just for the simple fact that my wife got me a gift. She got me a weed whacker.
All right.
Yeah, she got me a weed whacker. Yeah.
She got you responsibilities.
Like, man, I was so happy for it because the grass kind of getting out of control. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, I need to get a weed. I kept saying it, too. I'm like, man, that is such a Father's Day gift.
That is 100%.
And she was not trying to get it to me on Father's Day or anything. She just ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
But it came on Father's Day. I'm like, man, this is such a Father's Day gift right here.
For sure.
I'm like, let me go. And I went right outside to try it. I'm like,
oh,
man,
for sure.
Yeah.
You go right out and use it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I felt like a father just getting a Father's Day gift.
Well, you're kind of a father. You're a dog father.
Yeah, I ain't gonna. I wouldn't count.
Some people
do. Yeah, you're about to start up a whole thing.
Some people
I know.
Sometimes being friendly, I say, you know, yeah. If somebody asks, do I have a dog? Yeah, I'm a dog dad, but I ain't putting that in the same breath as like parents.
Yeah,
because y'all go through a lot, man. Mm-hmm. Like I just put my dog up in the cage when it's time to go, come back. Mm-hmm. It's all y'all got to raise these little efforts.
Yes, you do.
So yeah, I ain't gonna put myself in the same sentence as y'all, man. Y'all do a lot.
Mm. I do this all the time, and I often regret it, but I'll see a really well put together movie trailer. Boom! I'm watching the movie. I'm going. I like movie trailers get me all the time. You see the latest one. They're redoing Naked Gun.
Says you served 20 years for man's laughter.
You mean manslaughter? Must have been quite the joke. Need a bathroom.
Liam Neeson's gonna be the new I guess detective whatever he's called. They're doing a new Naked Gun. I'm like, I'm in.
Really?
It's probably gonna be awful.
I'm so pissed he's not staying in this lane.
But he's versatile, man.
Taking 14.
Yeah, we need some type of on shooter Taken. We need let's do the same type of movie in Australia or something, man.
Taken was so good, man.
The first one?
Oh yeah.
Actually, I think you could probably go as far.
Both.
I'm trying to remember how many.
Well, there were three, but I liked the first two.
The first two were good.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I want to say it was three, maybe four. Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all!
First two was good though.
Yeah,
y'all really ready for this movie club, ain't you?
Yeah, and now he's doing Naked Gun, and did you see the whole thing by chance? It was put together trailer.
I did not,
for
man.
The
that,
remake, Naked Gun remake.
That is not my type of movie, man.
It's not mine normally either, but I'm like, it's got me. It's got me.
I am not sold on the idea that this is gonna land.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm honestly very, very infrequently am I confident in someone like doubling back on IP nowadays.
Yeah.
Like on older IP and like, hey, let's just refresh this thing. I'm often like, oh, this is probably coming with the lack of imagination and really the lack of like taking chances to make it good. Like, I think that's why typically organizations and studios go for these things that
100%.
They're like, hey, we're just going to live off the nostalgia, but we don't believe that it's actually, or we're not actually going to take chances to
sometimes
make it
good. They're good.
Sometimes they are.
Sometimes they're good.
Sometimes they are.
And he's excellent. I mean, the range alone from Taken to Naked Gun. By the way, who's going to play the OJ character?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was about to, there was a couple of jokes in there that I think are probably uncouth.
I know one you were going to say.
That I'll stay away
from. I know
from.
One you were going to say.
From the 832. Gilroy, California is the home of garlic here in the States. All right. Shout out to Gilroy, California.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Well, why don't we get it?
You asking me like I read a text, my friend. Apparently they have the California Garlic Festival and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, those. And then shout out to somebody who's coming in with an update on an anime, Lazarus, from the creator of Samurai Champloo and Cowboy Bebop. I appreciate you remembering things.
Reggie
that we've
is the only
about.
Person that know about.
That's
this.
Right.
Here,
I've already responded to the text. I have already responded.
I'm like,
to the
I have no clue what that's talking about.
Yeah.
And then this is almost. Wait, no. Somebody else had a. Oh yeah. There. So somebody said that their confession is. when they if they go to a gas pump and it says see cashier inside, they're just going to a different gas.
Oh, me too.
Station. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, yeah, me
That's
too.
A great confession because mm-hmm. I never am I going inside.
Yeah. If I go inside, I have an attitude.
That's right.
And that person didn't even do nothing.
I know. He didn't even do nothing. But I'm just like, man, now I got to walk all the way in here and pay.
Oh, wow. 713, Figgy, father. Didn't your mom say you're going to be a father? The old people know.
She said next Father's Day, I'm going to have a kid.
The clock is running.
It's happening. let me go ahead and set aside some money for the baby.
I'm about to say, don't put no money on it.
Don't worry. I got you on the, you know what my favorite baby shower gift is?
What's that?
I get the diaper pail.
Oh, that's a great gift.
I love getting the thing.
That's a great gift.
I love the thing.
They use it every day.
That they're going to use. That, like, because there's people that get like, oh, I got the onesie. I'm like, that's cute. Yeah. I got the thing that they're going to thank God for, and they're going to be like, man, shout out to Reggie for really knowing what's happening.
Put all our dirty diapers in that thing Reggie gave us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way you said that. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our lunchtime confessions. Coming up next, actually, somebody asked, have you done your voting today, Lopez? You know, you got to do voting every day, five times a day for the MLB All-Star Game. Yeah. Actually, the first round of All-Star Game voting has been tallied. And you know what? Feeling kind of joke-like. Let's tell you why next. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atatula. That's Figgy Fig hanging out with you. First round of All-Star Game voting has been tallied, and it's been dispatched. And Lopez, I don't think you like what it looks like, do you?
It's a joke. Is that good enough?
I think that tells me your feelings on this.
Is that good enough? All right, so let me call it up here, but let me just give you a couple of hits, if you will. So the All-Star Game voting is out. They do it by position, and just some of the hits here, and you tell me your initial reaction. All right, so would it surprise you if I told you not a single Astro tops any position group at all?
No.
Would it surprise you if I told you none even have a chance?
Yes.
How so?
I mean, we've talked about this quite a bit. I mean, in the AL, there's some tough groups where you have, you know, your strong guys matching up in a group that's really tough. Like, one of the things was we were talking about, and we were, I don't remember where, I think it was the Athletic had put something out that was alluding to the idea that one of the big all-star battles that'll be there in the AL is shortstop, where obviously there's been some really good shortstops. Mm-hmm. Jacob Wilson has been good. Obviously, Bobby Witt Jr. is Bobby Witt Jr. He's one of the stars at that position, kind of just in general. And then there's been Jeremy Peña, who has been a delight for you. He's been a revelation even at short, and really more importantly, at the plate for you. Now taking up the leadoff duties. In fact, I was thinking about this as I was, you know, starting up the game last night. I was like, damn, it's kind of incredible. This dude used to bat, what was that, fifth, sixth? And now he's like confidently leading off for you, and I feel great about it. Like, this
who
has
was
been,
it said he might be in the Altuve or somebody said he might be in the MVP conversation here pretty soon?
Was that said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is, I guess that might have been a thing that was said. Mm-hmm. But I mean, even without that, like, I've been very fond of him, and it felt like he should be in a level of running. To for you to say that he is not close is surprising for me.
He's not going to even come close. The leader at shortstop, Jacob Wilson, 562,000 votes plus.
Understandable. He's been incredible.
Jeremy Peña is third with more than 200,000 fewer votes.
Okay, he's third. It's the votes that's getting him. Yeah. But, I mean, he is third. And it does feel like the Astros are going to be at a disadvantage with any of these during the voting portion of this just because of the, you know, the relationship that we know that the Astros have with the larger MLB and especially a baseball watching public due to, you know, that thing that happened at one time in 2017.
That's right.
But it does feel like Jacob Wilson is also getting the bump of like being a really interesting story. Young cat that's playing really well. So like maybe obviously you have A's fans that are voting for him, but you know, just like some Chicago White Sox fan who's just been interested in baseball, they know that, yo, this is an incredible story because this young cat, I do wonder how many people are understanding and appreciating, yo, this is an incredible story for Jeremy Peña, especially if you're not watching closely, because you'll be like, yeah, he was a, you know, a World Series MVP before. Like, sure. But that would not actually tell the story of the development that we've been seeing.
I thought that whole the late 2022 run.
Or 22. Did I say 17?
Was going to be the big difference, you know? But it's not. He's been more than 200,000 votes short. Now, how about second base? Jose Altuve. We noted that he came in as a second baseman on the ballot.
Even though at any given time he is listed and you know, considered a left fielder for the Astros. It is interesting that he's still – do you like that? Do you feel like –
no, I don't really like that. He's an outfielder. Well, he does both, but it seems like they changed his position. How about this, though? he's 100,000 votes behind Gleyber Torres.
But he is what? He's third, though.
He's third.
I did find that interesting because, like, he hasn't been bad. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been like peak Altuve. He's been somewhere in between. But him, would you be happy with him making it as a second baseman?
Oh, I mean, of course.
Just for him to make it in general?
Just to make the squad. But my bigger point here is, I'm going to give you some more that are sort of head scratchers here. Like, this is not ever going to change because baseball likes the interaction with fans, they enjoy the engagement and all that. This isn't even close. I mean, this isn't even close to an accurate depiction of who should be the all-stars and stuff. Now, I get you get reserves and all that, but let's look at the other way. Is it fair that Christian Walker is fifth among first basemen? He's fifth. He's got over 123,000 votes. Paul Goldschmidt is probably gonna get there. He and Vlad Guerrero are one and two, but Christian Walker is fifth.
Yeah, I'm like, who are we talking about?
Thank
when
you,
it came
Sean
to first
Pendergast.
Baseman? Yeah, I was about to. I didn't want to call him out. I'm like, he might be voting.
See what you're doing?
How many IP addresses does Sean have? That's the first question. It's just like, Sean, where are the places that you're voting at? Like, yeah. Is he going to various different places? Is he taking people's phones and getting the, no? Like that does feel outside of the bounds of what should be.
Jordan, fourth, 107. How many games has he played?
How many games has he played well is probably the better question.
Yeah, 172,000 votes, fourth place. Hasn't really played well when he played and has missed a lot of games.
When things like this happen, even though, you know, I think once you get to the end, you probably find something that's a little bit more indicative of what's happening. But I keep thinking back to, like, the years that, like, Yao Ming was a starter in the NBA All-Star game because, you know, the international
voting. There
was some
serious ballot stuffing.
Yes, yes. Shout out to our friends in China that did that for us in those time periods.
Garlic.
But, like, how does that at all make you feel a little different about what the All-Star game is and how it's going when you see things like that happening? Even though Jordan, I'm okay with that because of who he is, the stature of his character, and really, like, who he is as a baseball player, still a feared hitter, even though he's had a rough season and obviously he's had injuries. The Christian Walker one's a little tough, even though he's also a respected player, but it's just he's had such a rough season that it feels, and he's not regarded in the same way quite as Jordan. It's kind of surprising that he's in that place.
Yeah. All right. You ready for the outfield?
Yes.
Where do you think Jake Meyers ranks in voting?
I don't think he can't be in the top five.
There are 20 that were listed.
Give me 13th.
I'm going to say 11th.
19.
Okay. That's
19,
I mean,
out of 20.
That makes sense.
I kind of get it.
But it's reflective of, this is a joke. It's a joke.
I mean,
because they're not basing it off of, you know, the play on the field pretty much. It's like a popular vote.
Yeah. But okay, let me get the other one. Where do you think Isak Paredes ranks
that,
among third basemen?
This
incredible
is the
year, getting a lot of run, a lot of pub.
This is the one that's
going to
make me mad. This one's the one that's going to make me mad. He better be third.
Nah, I think he's out the top 10.
He's fifth.
Oh, fifth. Okay.
800,000 votes behind Jose Ramirez.
I can't blame, like, all right, so you got to tell me how many votes he is behind Sega. Jose Ramirez has been really
pretty
good this year.
Yeah.
Not only this year, but, to be fair.
Oh, you mean
he just always is really good. Yeah, who is he?
You mean Alex Bregman? Alex Bregman is
who's
second.
Who's also been really good this year. I can't be mad about those. But then who? Okay, so you have one and two. We know Isak Paredes is five. Who is third and fourth?
Third.
To see if I actually can be, well, I'm trying to find righteous indignation, and I hope that 3 and 4 allow me to be righteous. Otherwise, I'm just mad for no reason.
So Bregman has almost 200,000 votes more than Isak.
And again, I can justify that.
Addison Barger is third from the Blue Jays, and Zach McKinstry from the Tigers is fourth, and then Isak.
All right, so
this is, come on.
So where do you think Isak should be?
He should probably be third.
Third,
I think,
okay.
Reggie's right. Maybe second, if, you know, depending on what you feel about, you know, his defense. Although Bregman's obviously got an incredible defender, but yeah, probably third. But so no Astros are
within shouting distance. It's Altuve is your best look. Now, of course, your best opportunities at real All Stars are pitching wise, because I mean, Hunter Brown is legitimately on Cy Young shortlist, and it's a national perspective with Hunter Brown and the way that he does his thing. Josh Hader has been incredible. Like, he has the saves. He has, like, the save percentage, all of this at a level where I think – and then he's also just already been, from a baseball perspective, on a national stage. Those guys are probably in a good space to be all-stars. But, like, this – I think this also, to some degree, speaks to what this lineup has been. Like, defensively, they've been fine. Offensively, they've been doing enough and timely. But – It has not been good enough. Well, it's been good enough to get victories, but it's not been good enough to gain accolades.
Yeah, but does it? Let me ask you the second part to this. As I'm, you know, we understand fan contest, and it's not going to be very accurate. And some players are going to just get short shrift. Does it make you rethink exactly how many Astros make the All-Star team?
I mean, certainly,
right?
I mean, certainly to some degree. Although I don't know how robust were we going before. We were talking about the likes of, I mean, Jake is playing really well in the outfield, but will he get that love? We were talking about the guys that we felt comfortable with, Isak and Jeremy. Those guys are looking a little bit more dicey, but I do think that they still have an opportunity, especially as Jeremy has been consistent. Isak is returning and probably finds his groove. And as you get closer towards the All-Star game, those guys are continuing to play important games. But you knew that it was going to be the guys that you were really talking about with pitching wise. Like, those were the guys that were really stand out and that you were hoping a little bit, especially with the ceiling that's on those guys with Jose Ramirez. And I guess if you want to put Bregman also there, and Jacob Wilson being, you know, ceilings that were going to stop them from being starters at the very least.
I think it's a very real chance you get one.
That you get Hunter Brown?
Outside of pitchers, yeah. Paredes is fifth, and there's going to be two for sure with Ramirez and Bregman, and then you got Barger and McKinstry, and then the only one you really have, I don't know if is Altuve going to make it behind Gleyber Torres and Jackson Holliday.
And will Altuve go?
Jazz Chisholm might be in the mix at some point. He might not go, as you just said. You might just get Jeremy Peña, man.
Not a bad all-star representative when you send one.
It could be some things where people get injured and people opt out where, you know, you might get a couple more Astros in there. But right now, it's looking like maybe just one.
And maybe pitchers, you know, you might get more than one pitcher for sure.
Sure, certainly.
Hunter Brown and Hader.
Which would, it feels fitting, though, if you have two pitchers and one, you know, fielder. That feels more fitting, like the way that this season has gone, that your pitching would be the ones that are I guess, appreciated and saluted via the All-Star game. Who would you be most upset about not making the All-Star team of the guys we're talking about, even though we understand, like, the way that this thing is voting out early? And maybe this probably also means that we need to be more diligent. And, hey, Astros fans, get up there and vote for your Astros.
Yeah. I would say Isak. Maybe even Jake Meyers. Because I'm assuming Jeremy Peña is going to make it. He's got to make it, right?
I mean, you know what they say about
assumptions.
You know what they say about assumptions, though, right?
Maybe not.
I mean, you're talking about it. I don't think he's at a place where you can say that with any level of certainty. But yeah, it would be upsetting for, because Isak has been a revelation. He's been very good for you. He's been one of the stabilizing forces, if not the stabilizing force for you. I think the Jake Meyers has been really good, and I think there's a level of adulation that's due locally. But it feels like Isak has been like national level good, and it feels like he should be able to get that on that stage.
I mean, let me be very clear. Jake Meyers is not going to make it. I don't think he has any chance at all, not just with the voting, but the outfield. That's where they put, I mean, there's a bunch of studs in the outfield. I mean, you can just go down the list and you know, players that are certainly going to be mentioned and thought of even by the manager before Jake Meyers. But so I'd say Isak.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, a reminder, get out there, continue to vote for your Astros so that you can make, if for no other reason, John Lopez a little bit happier anytime. The next time
I blame it all on Sean Pendergast.
That's right. I often do most of my blaming on all the things that are wrong in my life on Pendergast myself. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's a question that is kind of built out of the Rockets offseason, but I think it factors in a lot of different places. With these dynamics that the Houston sports teams have, where you have this strong coach and strong front office head, who wins in a moment of disagreement? Is it Ime? Is it Rafael Stone? Is it D'Amico? Is it Nick Caserio? Who do you think? We'll talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.